Hello.
Hi, Miss Danielle. What's going on?
Hey, Sarah. Nothing's going on. I'm just thinking about Mr. Cedric and his other case.
Okay. Oh yeah, you're gonna go to. Where's my calendar for you? Ay, ay, ay. Today is the. Yeah, you're gonna go over to this today. And you're going to start the new case tomorrow. Okay, so right, just let Miss...
Let what now? The new case...
Go ahead.
I might be a little bit late because my daughter, I have her out. She did an overnight case. And I watch her come. And then I leave from her house. She does in West Philly. But it's the same amount of time from my house to from her house to... Toronto Street. So it's still an hour to change from her house.
Yeah. What time would you be able to work from?
Oh, it'd probably be like a little entertaining. It's not gonna be empty.
Okay, so we'll play it by ear. Let's see how what time it usually takes, and we'll see if we need to adjust the schedule. Okay.
Okay.
All right, but let Cedric know that it's your last day, and I am going to be calling him with an update as soon as I know who's going to be working with him.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
He's gonna be upset about that.
I know. I feel bad. I hate doing that to him, but you need to work, girl.
It's only for 3 hours, right? If the other client, how is the other clients? Is she busy?
Let me see. I'm going to pull up her file. I mean, if he wants to switch his schedule to so that you can continue with him, that's fine. That's up to you guys. If
well,
he's
that's
willing
what
to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, so talk.
Yeah, talk to him and see if he wants to move the schedule around and make room for you. That's fine. But let me
later than early.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. I'm gonna ask him.
Yeah, talk to him. Okay. Now, Sandra is.
Oh yeah. So I gotta talk to HR because I put an appeal for my unemployment, right? For the bank unemployment. And it's a lot. So therefore with unemployment, you know how they rules go that you still gotta participate 20 hours or less or whatever
yeah.
to get partial unemployment. But HR denied it. Okay? And I don't know why. And they only put 2 years on there, which I've been working for 3. So I've been trying to get in contact with them for a minute, and they just keep giving me voicemail. I know my name's
right.
popping up because they know what I want. All right.
I'm going to have Tamidi get back to you because Arlita's no longer – it has been out. I'm sorry?
I know that's her because I talked to her before. She wanted to send my letter out when I wasn't working.
All right.
But I – told her, because I did talk to her before I applied for unemployment and told her that I was doing it, because it was months now. I waited months from July 18th to now. I filed for unemployment before my birthday. So my birthday was October 2nd. So therefore, I waited all the months.
Yeah.
You can't give me.
I'm sorry about that.
It wasn't like I wasn't calling because I was.
I'm trying to find the care plan on this one, and the notes go back too far. Let me see.
How old is? What's her name? I think I've been to this lady before, though.
Sandra Chestnut. Have you been there?
A while ago. I think a long time ago.
I'll look at it.
Because I used to live on Ella Street.
Okay.
Allegheny Ella.
I think it's. I think it's just basic care, you know, like just basic ADLs, like bathing, dressing, cooking, cleaning, because there's no notification on here for any kind of special needs
yeah,
care
I think
plan.
I think it's like a low pepper. I'm not mistaken.
I'll look at that. Yeah. I think it's just regular needs.
Oh, well then, okay, understand.
All right, so talk to Mr. Cedric. I'm going to, you have her on your schedule now, so you're going to work with him today, and then let me know what he says about switching his schedule, okay?
All right.
All right, and I'll put a note in your file for committee to reach out to you.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Danielle.